it's exciting here at Croke Park. Paul Murphy now puts it in. Look about Clifford. Clifford has a free. It's a free, Ambrose. Will no, Shane Ryan come up?
No, it's too Farrell.
Will Shane Ryan come?
He needs to give this in.
50 metres out.
Oh, come on, lads. We need someone inside running.
Shane Ryan is coming up, Ambrose.
Right, shut, lads.
Shane Ryan is coming up. We have drama at the end of this game, Ambrose. It's a free in, but Dublin fouled him in the right place today.
They did. You see, this is it, lads.
Yeah. Now,
we
Shane Ryan.
The final goal and we left him walk on into our half hour.
Is Shane Ryan must try to go back. It's Shawnee O'Shea taking it on. Shawnee O'Shea.
He's playing into the
man.
It's
well,
just a difficult
wherever
game.
It'll fall, let's hope they'll kill it, Ambrose, because it's 76 minutes gone here in Croke Park. Wherever you are, listen throughout the world. This kick could decide whether Kerry are in an All Ireland final or not in normal time.
Hill 16 is a rope.
Oh, Hill 16. It's blue. They're shouting. There's foghorns. There's every sort of thing up there.
Shawnee
O'Shea. Can Shawnee quieten the hill? It's hard to quieten the hill, says he. Now, Shawnee O'Shea, steadying himself on the run up, strikes the ball, hits it with all his heart. Where does it go? It's over!
It's over!
Over the bar. It's over! The game is over! Kerry are in an All-Ireland final.
It's all over.
It's over. Let's go. Kerry are in it. Oh, you fire. Cameras, we did it. Up in there. We're in an All-Ireland final, Ambrose.
The answer was, could Johnny do what Stephen Coxton did? And the answer is yes.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Obama said, can we do it? We can. Yes, we can. Kerry are in All-Ireland final. Kerry 114, Dublin 113, Ambrose.
Absolutely. Breathtaking stuff. A credit to both sides. But what a player Shawnee O'Shea is. That was a difficult kick. Into the breeze, into the head. And then he split the upright.
And look at the Paddy Andrews. Paddy Andrews is behind me here. And he's in a state of flux. He doesn't know what's happening, Ambrose. The delight. It was an epic. And my voice is gone, Ambrose.
It is, but I can tell you it was a great game of football. The one thing I will say, we didn't need that game going to extra time. And thanks be to the good Lord God above in heaven, it didn't happen.
The full-time whistle is very close. The colour will be down there. It'll be something special. The shouts will be something special. 76 gone. Proud to be Kerry. That ball is lobbed in to the edge of the square, in towards the canal end. But that's going to go out. Is it going to go out for a 45?
It's
no, it's wide. It's wide.
I'd expect now, this to be the last kick out.
This could be the last kick out. Wherever you are, the rain stayed away. Hopefully we brought that story of Kerry. The story of Kerry football, wherever you're living here. I'm delighted. This could be my first win in All-Ireland as a commentator with the great Ambrose O'Donovan.
Oh, Jesus, is it your first winning one?
Yes.
Oh, mother of
All-Ireland divine. Sealer. All-Ireland sealer. Shane Ryan. It's over. Kerry are winners here in Croke Park. Up you fire. We see the joy of these players, Ambrose, down there. We won on the scoreline, Ambrose. Kerry 20 points, Galway 16.
Absolutely, and you know something, it was fully deserved. We'd have to give Galway great credit as well. They came up here, they made this a spectacle. It was a good football final. We enjoyed every inch of it. Now, at times we struggled. The big players, some of the Galway big players didn't show up. Shane Walsh did. But one man that showed up for us, and he keeps showing up for us, David Clifford.
We have a gem. We have a gem.
Louise Niverherte combining with Lorraine Scanlon. It's 9. The children, the supporters are counting down. It's 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We should hear a hooter here in Croke Park.
And the ball ends up in
Louise's hands. Absolutely. Louise Niverherte. And they've won on a scoreline. Kerry 5-11 to Galway's 1-10. Joy amongst the mentors and all the subs running out onto the field, and I'm sure the Rose of Tralee will play I suppose in high decibels here in Croke Park, Rita.
Yes, it will, and it just ended up, and she still has it in her hands, it ended up in poetic justice that it's in Louise Muirhertig's hands when the buzzer went, and she's hugging everyone, but she hasn't let go of that ball.
Yeah, look, I think today's win was massive for a lot of us. I mean, the few that have been hanging around for a few years, and also for the younger ones as well. Like, we were delighted to build on that Division 2 final from last year, and as I said, we were just delighted now to go out there and put on a kind of a show for people today. And it kind of, you know, we had a good league campaign, so we're happy now to kind of get the rewards of that.
Lorraine, your team is probably built around, we watched you from that first day you were in Piltown, you played Waterford. It's grown into the league, and he reached, and we were chatting about it coming up in the car, that he reached, I suppose, a stage in the league where you saved your Division 1 status, but plus you were able to try other things. But those young players coming in, they're chomping at the bit, and they make that spine of the team a lot better.
Oh yeah, we've massive young players coming in there, and you know what, the players that come in, they're brave, like they're mad to get on the ball, they're mad to try forward, and it livens everything up, it energises everybody around them then when they do come in. Like, so I mean, it's inside and training, like it's doggy dog, like everybody's kind of, you know, champing at the bit to get in, and it'll be no different now for the next week and a half again, you know, looking into Munster Championship. So as I said, we're all kind of watching our backs.
And Lorraine, I just saw a tweet before I've done the interview with you, somebody put up, said, has Lorraine Scanlon eyes in the back of her head, with you like to ramble in around that square yourself, but great vision for the goal that you provided the assist.
Yeah I saw kind of sheep out of the corner of my eye. She'd be here, we have the back door cuts from the basketball, so we said we'd put it to good use here in Croker today. But look, as I said, we're all, I think Amy slipped it to me and I just saw Schieffer, so I slipped it to her, and there was no fear then where it was going once it was in Schieffer's hands.
Can you take this form into the championship now? So I mentioned to Dara there that are you peaking too soon, but he says, look, they were saying a few weeks ago that we were peaking too soon, and suddenly we win a final and win it comfortably.
Yeah, look, I suppose we have to knuckle down again now over the next kind of two and a half weeks, and as I said, there's a really short turnaround going into that Munster Championship, and I've no doubt the boys have a plan in place for that, and they'll have us good to go for that.
I'm proud for your family as well, the Scanlon family, absolutely delighted. There's a great bloodline there.
Mum was up here saying how she was delighted, all right. So and yeah, so they were delighted to have you out.
It was a very difficult day for the Clifford family. A remarkable decision made to play the game yesterday, what probably their mother would have wanted, but some performance by them and this Kerry team in this Munster final.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry. And of course, we offer our sympathies out to the Clifford family and the O'Shea family of Ballymac this morning. Yeah, it looked, when the news broke on Saturday, of Dave and Paddy's mom passing, everyone kind of related to the game then. Will the boys play and what have you? And look, this family, you know, and I've been involved in Gaelic football a long time, Gerry. They're one of the most respected family, and not just because David and Paddy have come on the scene, but for years Dermot is involved in refereeing and the administration side with FOSS, and the O'Shea family as well. They're just steeped in Gaelic football for a start, and the late Ellen took great pride in, you know, what the boys did and what the boys have achieved over the last couple of years. And I'm sure they chatted about this, and if anything was to happen her during a weekend of a game, that she wanted them out there representing the family, represented Kerry. And that was tough yesterday, Jory, you know, looking at David going up for the cup. He didn't want to make any speech. It wasn't any victory celebrations. It wasn't the time to that. But I must compliment, Jory, everyone down, including our own, I suppose, backroom team in Kerry. At the start of the game, we saw where the subs lined up along the whitewash, as we call it, the sideline, with the backroom team, and it was like a guard of honour for Paddy and David, the respect. And I suppose what will take David, Paddy and Dermot and their sister through this and the extended family is the GA community. Like, there's such a bond in this football team at the moment, and it showed it when they went inside the white lines yesterday. There were like men possessed. They wanted to put on a marker, they wanted to put a clear away early, and a style of football that Kerry played, it was absolutely a joy to watch at the expense of Clare. But I think no matter what Kerry team or what team came up against Kerry yesterday, I think that execution would be there. Like I say, they're all great friends. The likes of Darren Moynihan grew up with the Cliffords. You know, there's so many connections on that team playing in St. Brendan's, Killarney, and likewise coming up along at minor level, and they just worked so hard for each other yesterday.
Yeah, they certainly did, and the entire team looked very sharp yesterday. Obviously it's warm weather training camp in Portugal has paid off, and I suppose it's all about, I suppose, being ready for this time of year and the new format that they'll be entering into.
Absolutely, Gerry. You just mentioned, you know, being away in Portugal and, you know, we call it hot weather, warm weather training. And I think Kerry are 11 and, you know, right going through the league, Jack was saying, look, a lot of teams are ahead of us training-wise because they were part of celebrations. There were players involved with their clubs, so they came back late. Now all that hard graft training is done. Now it's ball work. And the sharpness, you know, there was no one losing possession. The execution of the foot pass, you know, everything went, everything fell for them. And, you know, hitting five goals in a championship game, that's not something to be dismissed, but I think it's the manner in which they did it. You know, everyone was commanding in every position yesterday and they played for one another. And I tell you, look, it's not about getting carried away with this team, but look, they've put on a marker yesterday. We have Sam Maguire, we want to hold on to it, and what a build-up will be for this game now against Mayo and Killarney in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll find out more details on exactly when it's on, perhaps maybe on the Saturday night. But look, from there, Tony Brosnan made impact yesterday as well. There's fierce competition to get into that full forward line, to get any spot on the team. The players that came on were trying their best to make an impression in the game as well. You've Stephen O'Brien and Brian O'Bogliac who were on the bench yesterday starting. So it's going to be pretty competitive in training for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, look at Dylan Casey yesterday at cornerback, the Austin Staxman. He was absolutely outstanding and he brings something. He's just been unfortunate with injury over the last couple of years, of course, captain of that winning team with Austin Stax. He's a young man putting down a marker, and that's where the luxury Jack has at the moment, Jerry. If a player goes out injured or loses form, there's somebody coming in over his shoulder trying to take the place. And you look at Dylan yesterday, it'll be very hard for him to lose his place for the Mayo game, and that's what you want in a panel. But they're all buying into the same thing, and I've heard from someone recently that, like, you look at Shane Murphy, one of the best keepers in the country. You've Shane Ryan in goals for Kerry. The two of those guys are supposed to be best friends. They're great pals. Now, if it was somebody else, they'd be saying, I'm going to take your place. That's edges on that team, but they're also there to support each other. And that's a manager's dream, Jerry, like, to have that bond. And that bond was never more evident yesterday than for the Cliffords, you know? Yeah. And but they have it, and, you know, right around. And that was the feeling yesterday. And one thing I must relate to this as well, I met quite a few supporters yesterday coming out of them. There's people that cried yesterday when they saw Paddy and David on the pitch. They just felt so sorry. Not that they had to be there, but purely for men so young and to lose their mom. And I suppose it puts things in perspective in the sense that there's a lot bigger than football, but it also puts things in perspective. You know, the GAs, it's community, it's every parish in Ireland, and they just row in together. And when you're in trouble, Jerry, you do need people around you. And these are troubled times as far as the Cliffords are concerned. It's heartbreaking to lose their mom, Ellen.
A chance here for Mayo. It's
great
high
score.
And it's over the bar from about 35 metres out, and it was their full forward, James Carr, the points, Ambrose. They're playing well, Mayo. Mayo 8 points, Kerry 5.
With all due respect, Tim, marking the space now was what about as useful as tits in a bull at him, because I'll tell you one thing, there was two Mayo players came in and no Kerry player got next to near him. So marking space is out. Go man marking.
Your man marking is right, and we've said it with the last number of games. A man is not supposed to be arm's length away from you, but we went into pocket to mark and left the runner come to us.
Absolutely.
And it ended up over the bar. 116 for Mayo, 13 points for Kerry. It's like Castlebar all over again.
Yeah, there you go, like Castlebar all over again. That league game earlier on this year, 17 points to Kerry. Mayo, one goal and 19 points. Tim Moynihan there on commentary with Ambrose Donovan, and Tim as well as on the line. And Tim, that was the tale of it, really. That goal really finished the game, but for a long time in this match it didn't look like Kerry were going to do it. Right from the off, really, Mayo were to the pitch of it much better than Kerry were. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. You know, they came down on a mission. We always wonder what would the 6 weeks off do for Mayo. You know, they were out of the Connacht Championship. But I've been hearing, Jerry, and I suppose you hear all those things after the game. Apparently, you know, they played Kildare in a challenge the weekend before they played Kerry. And before that, again, they played Tyrone. And apparently the Tyrone was full of championship flavour in that game. So those sort of games, they went hard at it. And, you know, it put them in a place where they would be very strong coming in against Kerry. Where Kerry, with all due respects, they played Tipperary, they played Clare. And, you know, that's not going to get you up to the championship when you meet the big boys. And that's, you know, that was part of the factor the last day. But the other side of it, Jerry, we have to look at Mayo on this you know, in this instance, how good are Mayo? Mayo are a serious side, and it's not hindsight to say this. We've seen how well they were in the league. I know they didn't win the league, but they were the best team, probably physically and talented individuals that we've seen out there. And I don't think there's any team in the country at the moment that'll match them physically. And that was probably the biggest problem on Saturday, was that with ease they were able to go past Kerry players. Now, from the start, I suppose tactically, you have to hand it to Kevin McStay. He drew Kerry backs all over the place. And with that, they had a free man. They had Jack Carney out in the middle of the park with Matthew Rowan, and likewise Diarmuid O'Connor. And they were constantly running at us, and we were on the back foot all the time. And I wouldn't blame our full back line the last day, because it was constant. If you were bombarded all the time, something's going to give. But we needed to get control in that middle diamond, and we never got anywhere close to it on Saturday. And that's where all our problems came from. And they had us pinned back. Anytime they got a ball around the 65, every one of our players retreated inside the 45. And Ambrose has alluded, and I know he's probably, people, I won't say they're sick of listening to him, which they're not, but he's sick of saying it, that we seem to be marking space and we're looking at each other to cover that space, rather than tackling, putting in tackles, stopping the player. And I suppose,
yeah. So defensively, did Mayo have us figured out? From that point of view,
absolutely.
They knew where
absolutely.
To hurt us. They knew how to run. And look, they're obviously All Ireland contenders as well. Yeah. But that's what happened, at least in part.
Yeah, they look at Tadhg Morley last year. Tadhg sat in that pocket, but they tried to pull Tadhg, and at times they did, out of that pocket. At times he used to go to the edge of the D when they win possession. But the big thing for them, Jory, and it's so evident, I watched it back twice, is what they're doing then. They're coming off the shoulder and they're running at pace. And these are big, strong footballers, all these guys. And I mentioned them again, Matthew Rowan. When they run at you, you know, they're coming at pace. Now, either draw the free or they'll plant a ball inside in their full forward line. And plus the fact they have Aidan O'Shea. And the way Aidan O'Shea is playing at the moment, Kevin McStay is getting the best out of him. When did you ever see Aidan O'Shea taking frees for Mayo? Could I just mention one thing?
You can.
I know a lot was made of it on the build-up to this, that a lot of people, I suppose, depended on Radio Kerry for commentary. I know they hadn't access through TV. And I just want to thank, there were some nice things said about Radio Kerry and about the commentary team and whatever.
Sure.
And I just
want
to acknowledge that today. And thanks to our very loyal listeners. It meant a lot to us. And hopefully, in the next couple of months, we'll be delivering big games and big wins from the Kingdom.
Dear Kerry, take a breath and look at how beautiful and majestic you are. You have presented us with a place to be cherished and connected. Everything that has happened has led us to this moment. Don't change a thing. When we engage in our travels through the Kingdom, the first appeal is your beauty. From the lakes of Killarney to the splendour of the Blaskets to the green pastures of the North, this won't die. Our responsibility as your people is to keep the dream alive. From Valencia, we had the majestic Mico, to our present golden boy, David of Fossa.
It's a goal by David Clifford, the magician.
These stars have embedded in everyone's soul to wear the green and gold. And the hope is that young boys and girls will always be proud to take to the field of play in our county jersey. The secret of Kerry is its beauty, its tradition, and above all, its people. It's our responsibility to carry on that baton from the past.
Kerry are the All-Ireland champions of 1997.
Kerry, the amazing win by Kerry, All-Ireland champions 2014.
Learn from one another to enhance the most splendid place in this world. My hope for the future is, of course, to win more All-Irelands. To also realise that the moments in between on this journey are as important as its destination. Finally, Kerry, I pray and hope that every Kerry person's dream is a reality in your lifetime. The dream that we will live in a county where we are not judged by the colour of our skin, but by the content of our character. Those before us have paved the way to make Kerry a special place. Now it's our turn to make it more richer, more fulfilling, for everyone who lives here.
This is what we live for. This is what Kerry is about. This is our tradition. This is what we were brought up with. This is what we were brought up to.
Kiri Abu.